Oh, you gotta love a little Georgia satellite music to get you going. Get you, I don't know where to get you. Get that and a dime will get you a cup of coffee. So, do all the like, share, subscribe, comment. Make sure you follow me on Rumble. Especially, share the video, the podcast with your friends, neighbors, children, loved ones. And share with ones you hate too, why not? And follow me on all the social medias at @TheReal_BigJohn. So this gets my goat. Really got my goat. So much anti-Semitisms going around the world today. And it's more than just a fad, it's more than just a popular thing. There's true misinformation. There are lies, misrepresentations, misleading things going around that are causing hatred of the Jewish people. The other day, I'm looking at photographs from these protests on college campuses and protests wherever the hell it was. And there's a man holding a Palestinian flag and his back's to the camera. And he has a sign. It's got a little Jewish flag on it. And it says final solution on this poster board sign, and then it also has a Palestinian flag. For those of ye that do not know, the term final solution was the Nazis exterminate, what that's the term the Nazis used for the extermination of the Jews. If they could just get rid of all the Jews via the gas chambers during World War II and after, because they thought they were going to take over the world, that would be the final solution to the problems. And it was an incremental process. Okay, it didn't just happen one day. There was a slow build-up. There were years of anti-Jewish rhetoric and blaming of the Jews for Germany's problems, Europe's problems after World War I. Okay. Leading up to World War II and the Holocaust. So, now we have Hamas, the Palestinian Authority, Iran's government, Lebanon's government, and Hezbollah have all either said or have it in their charter documents, the extermination of the Jewish people. Okay, let me repeat that. Hamas, the former terrorist enforcement wing of the Palestine Liberation Organization, current government of Gaza, the Palestinian Authority, the government of Iran, the government of Lebanon, maybe Qatar also. Hezbollah, they have all either said it and or have it in their charter documents, their constitutions, their organizational charters, as what they are as an organization, or their constitution, that part of their goal is the extermination of the Jewish people. American liberal media have allowed Israel to be portrayed as the bully. They have not given equal time for the Israeli side of the story. There is no mention that Israel only retaliates in response to attacks, kidnappings, and murders of their people. Anytime you see Israel is bombing Gaza or the West Bank, they're doing it because a terrorist cell from those places killed, kidnapped one of their soldiers who was on patrol on the border. Yes, they actually have a border on their country, unlike the United States. There were Jewish people kidnapped, or rockets were fired into Israel from one of these areas. The media doesn't tell you that. They're just telling you, oh, one day, and they've got, you know, Muslims and Palestinians on there going, well, we don't know what happened. One day Israel just invaded Gaza and started bombing hospitals and blah, blah, blah. They never tell you about the tens of thousands of relief supplies that the Jewish people from Israel bring in to Gaza after they've wiped out a Hamas headquarters. They never tell you about the tons and truckloads of medical supplies Israel brings in after they've attacked to help the citizens that were human shields for cowardly terrorist Hamas or Hezbollah or the PLO or the PLA. They're not telling the college kids that are protesting and having their temper tantrums about these things. No one is telling this to the Muslim and white liberal college students that are now harassing and bullying Jewish students on their ways to class. Okay? The American media and universities through their liberal professors have allowed this vile, vulgar, hateful message. Messages like final solution to flourish in the United States and on college campuses that are paid for by your tax dollars. And this is disgusting. Final solution, people, that literally goes back to Nazi Germany and their plan to exterminate the Jews. And it is in the charter documents and has been announced by the people that are funding and waging this war that started on October 7th with the Hamas invasion, kidnap, and massacre of Jewish people. It's in Hamas's charter. It's in the Palestinian Authority's charter. It's in Iran's government charter. The Iranian government spokesmen have said so. Lebanon's government has said so. Hezbollah, another terrorist organization, anti-Jewish terrorist organization, has said so. They want to pick up where the Nazis left off with the final solution. And now people are carrying signs in the United States that read, final solution. And that was the Nazis' name for the program of the extermination of the Jewish people. Remember that. think about that. History is repeating itself, and we need to stop it and stop it now. God bless y'all. Pray for one another. Love somebody today. Be the reason somebody feels loved. God bless you.